there. And Troll and Tim have a guest. I've forgotten, Sarah. When it gets to be my age, you know. I can't tell you what I had for breakfast yesterday, yeah. So anyway, stay tuned. Great music is coming your way here on WMFO 91.5 FM on your radio dial and streaming live on the internet, WMFO.org. God bless. Come on, playlist. Why don't you close?
Yeah. What's going on? What's up, everybody? Welcome back to Everybody Eats at 91.5 FM WMFO Medford. I'm Trung, and...
I'm Nkem. I'm back.
He's back. And so, wait, Nkem, how was track? How's Florida?
Before I start, we have a guest today. We should probably introduce her first, right?
Nah, she can wait. No, I'm just kidding.
No,
I'm just kidding. Okay, so we gotta have a special guest today. As you recall from last week, there was Mr. Freddie Popkin, but he's kind of lazy today, so he's like sleeping in. We have another guest, Miss Sarah. What's your middle name?
Lynn.
Sarah Lynn Blake. How you doing, Sarah?
I'm doing okay this morning.
Okay, cool.
Thanks for having me.
Cool.
And just to like expand upon that, Sarah is our BFFFFFF that lives in our dorm. And she's great, loves music, has pretty similar music tastes as Trung and I. So we brought her here to the
brought her here
to the show today, so she can play some of her songs. So yeah.
So okay, how is everybody doing in this gorgeous, kind of a little bit wet Sunday?
Oh man, it's sad to be back, but it's I'm also happy. I had to put on my winter coat.
Yeah, it's kind of like. It's not the perfect weather today. Well, what can you do about it?
True.
So, okay. And Kim, how's track?
Pretty good. We went to Jacksonville over spring break, and it was a spring break training trip. So we didn't do a lot of relaxing. We practiced probably like 3 hours every day, and tried to explore the city later on in the day. But I'm sore, which is not the usual for coming back from a vacation. But we got some good work in, so we're ready for our outdoor season.
Okay, cool. What about you, Sarah? How do you come back? Do you go back home over the break?
Yeah, I went back home to Miami.
Oh, you know what's going on there. You know what's really going on there.
Oh, man.
Do you see all the memes about like how guys just lost the girl when the girl go to Miami? Yeah. Is that like how it's gonna be like in Miami?
I mean, I saw a lot of girls wilding out there. I don't know if they had mans, but some of the men, like, they were prepared. So what I think happened is that their girl was just like, yeah, I'm gonna go to Miami for the break, bae. It's okay. And he was like, no, you mean we going to Miami. So I saw like a lot of cute couples matching, and just they were sticking together. So
they were
the guys are taking protection.
All right. Oh, well. But I mean, for all the girls in Miami, like if you're wilding, someone's watching you. All right. Someone's watching you.
And enjoy the heat for us, please.
Enjoy the heat. But anyways.
So, Trung, how was Medford, Massachusetts?
Oh, my goodness.
Heard you had to travel far.
I swear to God. This is one of the most depressing things ever. Like, I woke up around like 3 p.m. and I see nobody. Like, nobody. It's like I'm the survivor of like The Walking Dead. I feel like I'm Glenn right now. But I mean, it's all right. I just go around Boston, hang out with my friends, listening to music on my own, blasting music on my floor.
That's always fun.
It's fun. But I mean, it's definitely not as fun as all the girls in Miami just wilding. Okay, so this is gonna be the first song, Gave Your Love Away by Majid Jordan. I mean, shout out to like all the girls in Miami wilding. You're giving love away, man. But all right, it's coming right up.
I love you, baby, and I gave your love. mistake. Feeling a way about today. Weather gray, check it on. Moving along, checking my phone. Thought I heard you call, I was wrong. Why has it been so long? Why did I love you, baby?
And we're back to Everybody Eats. So it was Give Your Love Away by Majid Jordan. It's pretty, I mean, it's pretty sad for a Sunday morning, but I mean, we gotta start slow, you know? But okay, Sarah, can you tell me, actually, can you tell all the listeners a little about yourself, like where you're from? What's major. Your major? Yeah, what's your major? What are you doing with your life?
What am I doing with my life? That's a good question. Well, hi again. My name is Sarah, for those of you who didn't hear the first time. I am a freshman exploring the major of biomedical engineering, and I'm still from Miami. And I do live with N. Kem and Chung, and they're both really great people.
Aww.
And we trap at 3 a.m.
I don't know if I'm trapping at 3 a.m. I'm going to bed.
Okay, we trap at 2 a.m. Chung and I.
Kim is like a grandma.
Okay, whatever. I get my sleep, okay, guys?
Going to bed early out here.
All right.
Must be nice. Oh, I'm also, I'm Nicaraguan. And for those of you who don't know, it's like this tiny little country in between Costa Rica and Honduras in Central America. It's pretty lit, and growing up Nicaraguan was really cool, especially in Miami. It's a place where the culture is really rich and it's really diverse, so you're not gonna have trouble finding a good plate of food, you know? Like, I came here and I just want my authentic Nicaraguan food, but I'm not gonna get that. So I'm just like, okay, I'll take some Cuban food, you know, because that's pretty common. Here, people are just like, oh, you want Spanish food? Yeah, the Chipotle's over there.
Oh, Chipotle.
That's
cute. I
love
that place.
But yeah. And
so how's it like growing up Hispanic?
It was really nice and eye-opening, especially since I'm a Black Hispanic, so I got exposed to like Black culture as well. And also Hispanic culture as well. So I love my reggaeton, I love my bachata, but I also love my hard trap, love my rap, love my hip hop. Best of both worlds. And I got a couple experiences that most people don't get. Like, I got to attend a lot of quinceañeras. I didn't really have one because I wasn't about that life. And I got to just be enveloped by a rich culture and community. which was really nice to have. And it's like, when you go to anyone's house, like, even if you just met them, you feel like family instantly. And they're just like, do you want some food? Do you want to, like, pet our dog? And you're just, like, welcomed with hugs and kisses. So it was really good. And yeah.
So do you say that's, like, a common vibe for a typical family? Like, party and, I don't know, good food? Very, very, like, homey vibe.
Yeah, it's a very homey, very welcoming vibe. And we also know how to get lit. So the parties, those parties. Like, back in Miami, those are some good times.
Yeah, I swear to God. So in my junior year, I didn't go home. My parents moved back to Vietnam at that point. And I just have this Hispanic friend who lives in Queens, actually. And I swear to God, his family, he is like, the ultimate family in terms of partying, in terms of getting lit, you know. I swear to God.
Yep.
Oh, I thought, like, his mom's supposed to be, like, more, I don't know, more like my mom, you know, like, kind of strict and, like, but nah, like, she probably strict in, like, during the day, but at night she gonna throw in the party dress, you know,
she's going to town,
taking shots. Already going to town,
taking shots with her kid.
Oh my goodness.
Just speaking of, you know, being Hispanic, a lot of our songs have some Afro and Latino inspired beats. Mm-hmm. Today, so hopefully you guys enjoy those.
Okay.
Yeah.
Just jump right to the next song. This song would be Gulo by Lil Jon and Pitbull.
A bum.
Oh, man.
Yep. A bum. It means a bum. But anyways, hope you enjoy it.
Yeah. Let's go. Right about now. What's up? When you want the ladies to hit the dance floor. Dominica. If you got a big old booty. Pull up to the club, walk in, then I pull up to the bar, get drinks, then I pull up to a bra, let her know what it is, how it is, why it is, what it is. I ain't got time for no games. I'm hoping, mommy, that you feel the same. I got what you need to feel the pain. Here's my number, call me when you're up for an even exchange. Feel me, let me see you do that. Dirty dance, mommy, feel me. Let me see you touch your toes or shake that thing and talk with your ass. Feel me, all my Chicos, all my Jamaicans, all my Blacks, all my Haitians. Feel me, cause they know I'm a wreck to the day that they kill me. Bulo,
let's go.
Esa jevita tan querida tiene tremendo culo. Está tan linda, está tan rica y tiene tremendo culo. Rica chiquita, pero que importa si tiene tremendo culo. Hazme el favor y meneate chica, tienes tremendo culo. Mommy got an ass and thighs like Trina and J-Lo. Multiplied, she's off the chain, off the glass, off the flip. And with a couple more drinks, I'll be off the hit. I'll be wearing her out, and when I'm finished, paramedics gon' carry her out. Young, and if you shave, I'll give you some of his mighty tongue. Be easy, go ahead, please, man. Talk to me sleazy, babe. Yeah. I want a freak, a monster in bed. Last thing I need is a lady. Esa jevita tan querida tiene tremendo culo. Está tan linda, está tan rica y tiene tremendo culo. Rica chiquita, pero que importa si tiene tremendo culo. Hazme el favor y meneate, chica, tienes tremendo culo.
Tremendo
With Everybody Eats.
Yep, we're back. So here at 91.5 WMFO, we like to have a lot of fun. Play songs, talk about pop culture, talk about very random stuff. But we gotta give a second to talk about something kind of serious right now. So Sarah, do you wanna read the PSA?
Sure. When you commit a gun crime, it's not just you who pays the price, it's your entire family. Gun Crimes Hit Home, a public service announcement brought to you by Project Safe Neighborhoods and the Ad Council.
Yep, well said. So, have you guys been paying attention to all the gun marches yesterday? I think that's a pretty big news recently.
Yeah, definitely. It was nice to see. I remember I was in the airport and I was watching the news and I saw a video of a little girl. I think her first name was Naomi. I can't remember her last name, but I think she's 11 years old and she was talking about gun violence, and it was just amazing to see someone that young talking about it, and also sad to see that it, you know, affects people of all ages, of course. But it's nice to see like people from all different cities mobilizing, you know, for a good cause.
Right. So there is just a lady just called about an incident that happened yesterday.
Yeah, in the news. Yeah, a man, I'm going to say his name, Stephon Clark. And this happened in Sacramento. He was shot 20 times by the Sacramento police sheriff. And, you know, it's just sad that we have all these marches about gun violence, and yet this is still happening. So it's just, I don't know. You hear these stories in the news and it gets you every single time. I know it makes me upset every single time I hear it. Like, he was shot 20 times, like 20 times. It's a lot of times. And yeah. I don't know. And he ended up not even having a gun in his hand. I think it was a cell phone that was in his hand. So,
well, rest in peace.
Yes.
But I mean, people, we just gotta do better. You know, it's 2018 already. And I feel like on average, we see at least like one shooting per day. I think on average, right? Or a little bit like maybe less than that or more.
Yeah, and we're not hearing about them all.
Yeah. So, I mean, all the marches are for a good cause. But
are they really doing anything?
Yeah. All we can do is just express opinions and just wait. I mean, it's all for good cause. And
I think we should have more of a policy change going on.
Yeah,
I agree.
That's just my personal opinion, because
I feel like that's the common consensus, but
nothing's being done.
Yeah, nothing is being done.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean,
I think I read something. Did you guys hear about this happened, I think, a month ago or so, but there was a dog on, I think, United Airlines that was trapped in like the overhead.
I heard about that.
And I think I heard something that
he died, but they already
made a law.
And then,
they already made a law surrounding that, I don't know, pets and airplanes, but they
acted real quick for a family pet, but they can't.
Right.
Yeah, one dog. I mean, dogs are important to us, yes. And one dog dies and the whole world goes crazy and they're like, we need to fix this. But thousands of people die, and it's just been cumulative.
Right.
And nothing's being done.
Right.
Because people, apparently, they need their guns. They need to feel safe. But there are other options. Guns are not the only way to feel safe. And obviously, the police, they're kind of abusing their weapons, because 20 times he would have been dead the first time, and you're just supposed to be shooting to immobilize a person, not shooting to kill.
Right. Yep.
So I guess they need better training, or I don't, yeah, or just a different weapon to carry.
One option. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, yeah, thanks for, sorry for that serious note, but it's necessary to talk about. You can't just ignore the negative things that happen in life. You have to talk about everything.
Yeah.
It's good to bring it to the attention of the people sometimes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
So, okay. So, just to kind of unite people, just to help people kind of like hold hands and just create a more peaceful world, everybody is going to play a song called Where's the Love by the Black Eyed Peas. Hope you enjoy.
Getting older, your people get colder. Most of us only care about money making. Selfishness got us following the wrong direction. Wrong information always shown by the media. Negative images is the main criteria. Infecting the young minds faster than bacteria. Kids wanna act like what they see in the cinema. Yeah. Whatever happened to the values of humanity? Whatever happened to the fairness and equality? Instead of spreading love, we're spreading animosity. Lack of understanding leading us away from unity. That's the reason why sometimes I'm feeling under. That's the reason why sometimes I'm feeling down. It's no wonder why sometimes I'm feeling under. Gotta keep my faith alive till love is found. Now ask yourself,
where is the love?
One
celebrated. I didn't have a dime, but I was always focused. I ain't waste no time. I ain't ever calling my name. I used to walk to work every day. Me and my dog. Like in the night, I came out alright. All our homies, we can move the same way. And I swear ain't nothing changed. Got a little bit of change in my pocket, but I maintain. We were young and in this world, chasing dreams and girls, running from our problems. I know that we older now, but that's what we were. Remember we were young, young and dumb. There's some niggas in a rush.
Back at Everybody Eats. I mean, it's pretty depressing out here, but I mean, we gotta speak about it. Like, everybody has the right to be safe out here, and it's kind of our responsibility to keep legit, like, Everybody Eats. So anyways, Nkem, do you want to introduce the next song? Actually, do you want to talk more
I can talk about the next song. Sorry, not the next song, but the song we just played. So we already mentioned Where Is the Love. Great song. Talks about a lot of problems that are still relevant. The song was, I think, written in, I want to say, like, 08 or so.
Wait, what song? Gang Over Love?
No, Where Is the Love?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Like, that song was written, like, years ago, but still very relevant.
Right.
And then Gang Over Love by Brent Faiyaz. A lot of people may know him from the, he sang the chorus on Crew for Gold Link. That's pretty much how people know him. A lot of people just don't know his other music, but he has a nice smooth voice.
Very 90s nice, calm, R&B-ish.
Yeah, calm songs. So yeah. So I guess we could talk, let's see, school starting this week.
Oh my goodness.
Back on the daily grind. How do you guys feel about that?
Raise your hand if you still have work to finish by in, like, the next couple hours.
All of our hands are raised.
Yeah, all our hands are raised.
Oh, man. Trung, back on that CS grind.
Yeah, you don't want to know it. Like, I'm probably just going to I mean, I'm probably just gonna hang around in the dorm in the common room trying to do my work, or like Halligan, you know.
Do you mean home?
I mean, yeah, home. Yeah, that's where I eat, that's where I sleep, that's where I do everything. That's where my basic necessities are.
The janitors, you know what I mean? Are family now.
The janitor family. Yo, I swear to God, the janitor, she feeds me more than my mom did for the last couple of years.
No. Oh, okay.
That's yeah, really nothing nice against
my
janitor.
Mom, though. My mom is like away, but yeah. But whatever. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so what about you, NKM? Like, how you think this semester, I mean, the rest of the semester going to be like?
It's going pretty good. I have a few projects, by few, I mean, like, probably like 4 projects due in April, so I probably could get an early start on those essays and just, yeah, mainly essays or research papers, too. So.
I mean, when you think about it, we only have like a month left of school or something like that. Well,
that
a little bit more.
Wild. Stop.
It's scary to think about.
Yeah, that's wild.
Oh, man, we're going to be sophomores next year.
Well, yeah. Life is just going to rush at us real fast.
Yeah.
Like, right. We're almost 1/4 done with our college careers, basically.
Oh, scary to think about.
What, 1/4 will we make it through all 4 years?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, you can say that you finish school this year if you don't go to school next year. And it's sort of like that.
Yeah, you just finish it early. It's fine.
Yeah, finish early.
I don't know if that's how it works, guys.
But, yeah. Yeah, so what about you? So, like, what do you got to do with sports?
Sports, what do you mean, like this next few months? Yeah, well, like track ends like end of May.
Okay.
So we still have a while. Gonna be practicing outside.
Okay. Grind never stops.
The grind never stops. No.
Yeah,
so hopefully the weather will get better for our outdoor season, because we will have meets sometimes. I mean, in the past we've had meets in the snow, so
yeah. But you know what's coming up?
What?
Spring fling. I think we mentioned about it, me and Freddie. Mm-hmm. we talk about it in our last show when you were not there.
Yeah.
But yeah, we gotta do we should talk a little bit more about like spring fling and what it offered, you know, like the lineup is out.
Yeah.
But I don't know, like the common consensus is like, wait, who is this, who is that, you know what I mean?
Well, from what I heard, like a lot of people are upset, but I personally am not upset. Like, I know a lot of people don't know who Princess Nokia is, or like, I mean, maybe a lot of people, I think the majority don't. Or
it's
like
more
Quinn.
Of like a SoundCloud rat, or like you listen to like some underground stuff, or low-key, and people are out here listening to like a lot of mainstream music, so that's the problem. So they're just like, who?
But I think it's cool to have like multiple artists, and also like a lot of the artists like represent a lot of, I don't know, like personal values of people and just like identities. Like a lot of the, like Princess Nokia, I think, is also gay. So a lot of her music talks about issues of LGBTQ plus. So I feel like a lot of people, it's important for representation of just, you know, a lot of different identities. And I know that I think all these, like the 4 artists plus Todd Dallasine can like,
ooh,
you know, kind of help people. Kind of reaches a broad range of, I guess, interests.
And so, also genres as well.
Like, yeah, genres. Yeah.
You're saying Quinn XCII is going to be there.
Yeah.
Not many people know him, but I know him because I'm kind of like into EDM, EDM and trap scene. So I'm just like, okay, this is lit. I can have fun with that. And I'm sure like you're excited over Princess Nokia because you know who she is.
Yes.
And then you're here for Ty Dolla Sign, Chung?
I guess, yeah. Yeah, awesome. But okay, talking about EDM music, I know you're a big fan of EDM music, right?
Yeah.
So what are you thinking of like the Ultra Music Festival is going on in Miami right
don't
now?
Don't say that to me. That's where I want to be some right
salt.
Now.
Like, I swear to God, like for every single guest we have on our show, we got rough some salt and they won, you know?
So you invite them here and make them feel at home, and then you like,
yeah.
Wow.
I mean, it exactly feels like home, you know? Like home should be where people, I don't know, flame each other.
Where people want to cry in the corner a little bit.
Chung, I think you have a distorted view of what home is.
Well, that's how my home is like. No, I'm just kidding. Okay. But anyway.
You good?
Yeah, I'm good. Okay. All right, so, yeah, what do you think about it?
Oh, I've always wanted to go, but, you know, prices look a little steep for that standard ticket's like around $350. So if you guys want to donate some money over here.
Yeah, start a GoFundMe.
GoFundMe. Fund Sarah's epic spring break. I would love that. Basically, it's a huge lineup of like a whole bunch of EDM artists. Some of them that you like may know, like there's been Calvin Harris. There's Benny Benassi. There's
there's a who? I'm just kidding.
I'm trying to keep mainstream here. I really am. There's Zed. I know, okay. You know Zed. You guys have heard Zed. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. So there's a good amount, and it's not only EDM. There's some trap. There's also some there's the different genres that are encompassed in EDM where there aren't words.
Gotcha. So but, Skrillex.
Yeah. A little bit of dubstep, didn't want to say it, but yeah. I
mean, but for real though, like $300, no, $350 for like a ticket.
It's for a good time, not a long time, okay?
Yeah, I think they should just like give away a Bible, like just going along with tickets, you know. I saw all the videos about how people turn up really bad at like the Ultra Music Festival.
Music festivals. They're raving, honestly.
Yeah, they're raving. People are sinning.
They're not, I mean, they're all, it's also like a cute little environment where everyone's here for a good time and you know that. So people walk up and give you hugs. People will just like look you
like
in
nothing
the eye
wrong
and be
with
like,
that. Like, it's a good stress reliever.
Yeah, people are just letting loose. They can be comfortable and just dance. And,
Some people read a book. Some people go to music festivals and have a good time, you know?
Yeah.
Like, we all have our different outlets.
Yeah. Yep.
Awesome. So, our next song, Drake. Okay, obviously, like, I love Drake. I've been obsessed with Drake ever since I was 10. But a lot of songs that Drake has, he samples a lot of like Caribbean, Afro, like Latino beats.
Yeah.
Which are great. He even has this thing where he like has a, I don't want to say it's
Jamaican.
A Jamaican accent at times, but he like switches it up.
Yeah,
he's not even Jamaican, right?
Like he says ting. I don't know. I don't think he's, what? I mean, maybe
I don't think he's Jamaican.
Maybe he just likes the culture, but he definitely, his music is definitely inspired by it. So, and he brings out fire beats. So,
shout out to Drake.
Yeah. So this next one is Controla, by
it's
Drake.
Lit.
Yeah.
AI just changed. It just buzzed the front gate. I thank God you came. How many more days could I wait? I made plans with you, and I won't let them fall through. I think I lie for you. I think I die for you. Jealousy cry for you. Do things when you want me to. Like controller, controller. Yeah, like controller, controller. Yeah, okay, you like it when I get aggressive. Tell you to go slower, go faster. Like controller, controller. Yeah, like controller, controller. And I'm never on a wasting shawty. I do it how you say you want it. Them girls, they just wanna take my money. They don't want me to give you nothing. They don't want you to have nothing. They don't wanna see me find your loving. They don't wanna see me smiling back when they pre knowing I lie for you. Thinking I die for you. Jealousy cry for you. Do things when you want me to. Like controller, controller. Yeah. Like controller, controller.
Y'all are tear off me garments. And I'm all becoming a me apartment. Ooh. The girl them on the length and strength. Action speak louder than argument. Well,
you can't just listen, come tell me I'm sorry. You can't listen to me talk and go tell my story. Nah, it don't work like that when you love somebody. My old flex is my new flex now and we're working on it. Yeah. And that's why I need all the energy that you bring to me. My last girl would tear me apart, but she never wanna split a thing with me. But when it comes to you, I think I lie for you. I think I die for you. Do things when you want me to. Like controller, controller. Yeah, like controller, controller. Yeah, and I'm never on a waste.
need me to get that together so we could get together. You need me to get that together so we could get together.
And we are back. Everybody eats.
Everybody eats.
So that was Get It Together, also another song by Drake with featuring Georgia Smith, who I love. He's a beautiful voice. And also featuring Black Coffee, who is a South African producer and DJ who probably helped him get those African-inspired beats.
Nice.
So great song. Yeah.
I like how he's just bringing a whole lot of new artists onto the table.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. Like, I feel like popular artists like Drake can definitely like boost the popularity of other like definitely a more underground artist.
It's God's plan. He's doing God's plan for them out here.
Oh my gosh, yes. God's plan, man. I'm just waiting for Drake to just appear and pay my tuition, you know,
just walk up with a check.
Yeah. And God's plan starts playing out of nowhere.
Waiting for him to walk up with some ultra tickets for me, you know. God's plan.
Well, Drake, you listening to this right now, by any chance, hook this girl up, please.
Oh, that's really
actually
funny.
Actually, hook all of us up. We're desperate out here. We eating ramen for days.
Just man.
Broke boys, broke girls stuff.
Okay, so we have 5 minutes left, but we might be able to play like one or two songs. And we have another song by Wayne Wonder called Not Letting Go. No, I mean, sorry, No Letting Go.
Sarah, No Letting Go.
Can you? I don't know who this is. Can you just
No Letting Go, Wayne
talk
Wonder.
A little bit about it?
Yeah. This is a song from my childhood. Also just, again, like growing up in Miami with the diverse culture, I was also exposed to like a lot of actual legitimate Caribbean vibes. And so it's a lot of dance hall music, a lot of reggae, like it's not your average Bob Marley, because Bob Marley was slow. This one's more like it's what the Jamaican/West Indians would dance to in the dance hall or the club, if you will.
I see.
Yeah, all some right. Some good times.
Well, I'm excited to hear it.
Yeah.
And here we go. Is
No Letting Go by Wayne Wonder.
Yeah.
Yes.